Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, praise the Lord and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. We're about to get Sister Maureen to bring us into prayer after the sermon. We'll have some praise and worship for you. The sermon today is What's Wrong with America? We're going to look at in the Bible, where America at in the Bible. We're also going to show you how America has adapted itself to like that of Solomon and Gomorrah. That's in Genesis 19, and we're going to look at Gibeah, which is another city that operated in homosexuality in the book of Judges, chapter 19. And we're going to look at the characteristics of these countries and see the same spirit that is in America. What's wrong with America? Tomorrow, we're going to go back to You Cannot Cast Out the Flesh, part 3. The mouth. The mouth opens up doors to demons. The death of life is in the power of the tongue. We're going to examine what that is biblically concerning the mouth and what we need to do to make corrections so that we won't put curses on ourselves. Without that, further ado, we're going to let Sister Maureen bring us in prayer before we get into the word.
Father, we exalt your holy word tonight. Quicken us in your word. Order our steps in your word. Man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Father, watch over your word to perform it. I pray that your word brings salvation, healing, and deliverance to every listener in need. In the name of your mighty Son, Jesus of Nazareth, we pray. Amen.
I want to change this atmosphere with praise. The Lord is going to be bringing the word tonight. I'm not going to be bringing the word. This is coming directly from the throne of God. I want to bring the presence of the Lord. And the way we can bring the presence of the Lord is all of us, let's get on one accord, because this message, I haven't studied it. I'm getting a revelation as I'm talking. And I'm followed to for all of us to pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. We ask that you forgive us for all of our sins, known and unknown. Lord, your word says in 1 John 1:9 that if we confess our fault, that he's just and able to forgive us for all unrighteousness. We take this time and opportunity that you forgive us for our sins, Lord. Lord, bring forth your presence through praise and worship. We honor you. We lift up your holy name. We know that you are Jehovah God, our provider, our rock, our shield from enemies. We ask that your presence come forth before we bring this word. In the name of Yeshua, we say, Amen.
Many roads right there before me. Looks enticing, but I know that's not what God wants for me. Won't go no further unless I know he's leading me. Took 5 steps forward, but lost instead because of me. I made a decision that my life is gonna be about God. I may not be famous, cause I wanna sing a righteous song. Don't worry about me, my problems won't be money. It's better to please God than having everyone bowing at my feet. So I'm going down on my knees, I'm begging you to help me, cause I am nobody. When you're in my life, I feel free on my knees. I'm begging you to help me, cause I am nobody. When you're in my life, I feel free. I feel free. I feel free. When you're in my life, Lord, I feel free. Oh yeah. Back in the days, righteousness was thou shalt not.
Go
But now in these days we sing, and now it's hard to stop. You got your breakthrough, but few days later you're back, because you didn't feed your spirit and flesh was all you got. I made a decision, I gotta lose some of my friends, change my number, that life has come to an end. Can't listen no more to those songs that's fighting against my spirit. I'm walking away and I'm not looking back.
Is it really true a Christian country? Did it found itself on Christian principles? No. Did it use "In God We Trust" as a symbol of Christianity? Yes. America. The founding fathers. They didn't look like me because black people wasn't here. These are migrants from England, come from one country to another that claims for religious freedom, yet brought oppression from slave trips, even Africans, settled Africans, to white Europeans, and bringing them over in droves. America, that's the root of it. Now, the United States have a lot of problems, and we're going to look at the United States according to the scriptures. We're going to look at the United States in the book of Ezekiel. We're also going to compare the United States to Lot, the times of Lot, and the days of Noah. Jesus has given us in scriptures to tell us that we have to be careful and look and not live according to the days of Noah and the days of Lot. What did these two cities have in common? Homosexuality and Gibeon. In the book of Judges 19, we're going to look at that city that said the same words that the men said in Solomon and Gomorrah. And those same words that's been hallowed and echoed in the atmosphere at that time, those spirits are here now in the United States of America. This is the first country that opened and legalized homosexuality, which is against scripture. Recent in America, we have a split in the nation's ideology. The demographics of America is changing. And the last Bruegel called white supremacy is trying to spit its ugly head up with the introduction of Donald J. Trump. Now, I want to talk to you all personal because I'm a former gangster. I've never been an educated man. I've been a gangster. I was a gangster. I was in special forces. I got out. I was a gangster. I sold crack cocaine. I ran guns. I was a professional gangster, independent gangster. I didn't have to report to nobody. Nobody called me boss. I was my own boss. So a gangster can identify another gangster. But Donald Trump has the tendencies and the characteristics of an unsaved Christian. Yet many Christians, born-again Christians, has been deceived. And I asked the Lord, how can Christians be deceived with a politician of any party, whether it's the Democratic Party, the Independent or the Republican or the Centurion Party, whatever party you may be affiliated, and the Lord revealed me those are doctrines of demons, and people don't know how to test the spirit. So we have a lot of racial issues in America. What's wrong with America? Let's look at the problems here. We have police brutality. We have black-on-black crime. Those are tribal spirits. Those are tribal spirits, warring African spirits. If Africa would unite, it would be the most powerful country in the world because there's division there. You have all extensivity of people of race, color, and creed here in these United States of America. And racism is prominent. How are we going to stop racism? Well, you have to deal with the root of racism. The founding fathers was Masons. That's not Christianity. Thomas Jefferson himself, if you go to Google, pull up how Thomas Jefferson rewrote the Bible. And you'll be shocked to see the things he took out and gave to the slaves to allow them to believe that the white man was the master. That's slavery. That happened 400 years ago in America. Not one American president has ever repented or apologized for the atrocities of slavery upon people of color. Now we have Donald J. Trump, a man who said, I can get on in the street of New York and shoot somebody and get away with it. He spoke that. That's why he's getting away with it. We have Paula White, who supposedly have represented Christians that went to interview Donald J. Trump. Whatever he sold her and said, he gave her the right scriptures that she needed. And here she go, proving Donald J. Trump, including Billy Graham's son. But yet this same president who said 2 Corinthians, don't even know the Bible, had the audacity to call African nations and black people son of bitches and shitholes. American president who's a Christian doesn't act like that. And, of course, we know the allegations of him in 1996. There was a lawsuit against Donald Trump with African Americans, and the African Americans won because he discriminated against them. He said he didn't want any niggas counting his money. Just go to Google and say, put down all racial comments of Donald J. Trump, the 45th president of the United States. Also, treason, trying to overthrow the election, lie, lie, lie. He's the same one who implemented that Barack Obama was not a born American. He started that Obama birthright thing. He pushed that. That's how he got popularity, because whites are afraid of they're losing power, and the times are shifting. The Lord showed me it is shifting, and it's time. Say, our fathers have sinned, we bore their iniquities. And the iniquities of the fathers are rising on Americans right now. Look at the crime rate where you at. Everywhere you at, there's crime. Look at the tornadoes. My heart go out to the people who passed with that awesome tornado. 128 miles of destruction. Our climate changes is getting worse. And most people in America don't even pay anything to it. You know, there's one thing I can say about Americans, not all, but from what I see being an American, I live in Jamaica now. I have 2 citizenships. I have Jamaican citizenship and I have American citizenship. So I can speak about both countries. I also speak pastor fluently if I need to. But right now, this is no Jamaicans in here, so I can speak properly English, although English is the original language for the Jamaican people. Patois is a language that they created to communicate through slavery. And I can say that this country is so violent. Now, the Indians have put curses on America, and people don't recognize it because this land was stolen from them. The atrocities of the American soldiers and what they did to the Indians are horrible. Look in the history books. There's over 3,527 lynchings that black people received in no investigation. There's no lead to the murderers. That happened every day in the 1776 to 1625. America also implemented smallpox with the American Indian. That was a forced chemical biological warfare that the Americans receive on Native Indians, putting smallpox in their blankets. Then we had the Tuskegee experiment where black people was being experimented on. They were studying a sexual disease. I think it was the claps or something like that. It was a disease. Now, America has done this to people. The Japanese Americans receive all payments that they received from the atrocities that the Americans put on them in World War II when they captured all the Americans, Japanese, because of when they broke out in World War II, they thought that Japanese citizens will turn and be for their country and fight within the country. So they locked all of them up. They received reprimands. They got their money. President Joe Biden recently has legalized the Asian Hate Act. But what about the black people? The John Lewis bill, the voting rights bill, is still split with the Senate. These are spirits that's controlling this, brothers and sisters. And we can't put our trust in none of it. Now, that's America. I can keep going on about the wars that America has created. America never founded itself on Christian principles, not that I can see. They were starving. In the true history to Thanksgiving, it was that they were starving and the Indians kept them and taught them how to eat. And they fed them. And they taught them about the turkey. And they slaughtered all of them. And they took Pocahontas back to London, England. She died of tuberculosis. Study your history. Now, the Lord is putting this in my heart to show you. I'm not beating America down, but America has problems. Now, if you like materialistic things, if you like a car, if you want to go to work, get an education, have a family, get a house, pay a house note, and deal with all this other sin, you're in the right country. I don't miss America. I'm not materialistic. Now, if you're materialistic, you're a go-getter, hey, it's the right place for you. You got people in ghettos trying to make money in gangsterism. You got the people in the New York Stock Exchange are so totally connected to the mafia that the American people don't even know the rights that they have and don't even know the illegal trading that's going on every day. The devil is doing all of this and people don't know it. So we're going to look at America, and we're also going to look at not only America, but the coming of Christ, when Christ is going to come. What signs would there be? And as we show this, we're also going to put America in part of that. So we're going to get a two-split series today about the Holy Spirit. He's going to show you when he's coming, what he says, what cities to look after when he comes, what to look at as a sign, and we're going to go through that as the Lord lead me. Please turn to Matthew chapter 24, verse 34. Yes, Lord. Okay. Yes, Lord. Matthew 24:34. It says, "Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." God's word is not going anywhere. We have an insurrection. The president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, they got information out coming from this committee that he knew about. His son told him to put it off. You got Mark Meadows in contempt of church. These are rebels. The house is divided. The eagles plucking each other's feathers. That's in Ezekiel 17. What Donald Trump did was bring forth prophecy of the downfall of America. Oh, it's going to happen. God's going to see to it to happen because God is tired of the evil. Now, if you like churches such as Creflo Dollar Church, Hitter Church, Thou Woman is Free, Thou Money Cometh, Leroy Thompson, Thou Money Cometh, go on Google and go to Google and go to YouTube and look at Creflo Dollar, Leroy Thompson, Dancing on Money. Woo, look at this money. Woo. And the Bible says, seek not to become rich. The Bible says, seek not to become rich. And yet, in America, everybody's going to church to get rich. Ain't nobody going about no demon. They don't care about no demon in these mega churches. And just because they're a mega church, you know, the Lord taught me something through this ministry. It don't matter how big a ministry is. I got four people tithing, only four. And sometimes the Lord give me over $1,000, $2,000 a month. I don't know where I come from. We got to stop looking at numbers and come out that mess and find somewhere where you can learn the power of God because you're going to need it in these last days. Now, in the book of Timothy, in Proverbs, in Timothy, The Bible says, 1 Timothy chapter 6:6, but godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and it's certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therein content. In America, no one's content. Everybody wants things, 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 things. You go to church for things, things. Oh, he's going to bless me with a house. Everything in the Great Nothing Church is another gospel, because with no deliverance ministry, there ain't nobody going to get cleaned up in there. So you're going to have the same demons, the same problems, the same spirits every Sunday and on the wrong day. Boy, there ain't number of doors that the demons can really operate in the church. And I pray that you people can see in the spirit what I see. They full in the church. Them demons all up in them big mega churches. Joel Osteen, he at the Madonna concert, preacher at Madonna's concert. How they look like me in a club, Nikki? Now, I'm ex-gangster, script club. What I look like going in a script club? I mean, I could go in there and come out of there. I don't desire that. But what about somebody see me in there? That'd give a negative impression on Christianity. And having food and raiment, let us there and be content. In America, ain't nobody content. And it says, but they that will be rich fall into temptations. Now, in Proverbs 23:4, let me show you something. This is going to knock out this so-called prosperity ministry. I don't like those teachers. They teach a false doctrine. Proverbs 23:4. Proverbs 23, verse 4, 22, 23. Labor not to be rich. R-I-C-H. Cease from thy own wisdom. Labor not to be rich. Everybody want to be rich in America. Now, Jesus warned us that there were cities that did the same thing. Let's look at this now. Matthew 24. Let's do this journey. Matthew 24, 34. Let's go to verse 35. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Remember this. Jesus says in Matthew 24, 42, watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord does come. We don't know what hour he's going to come. Only the Father knows when Jesus is going to come. In Matthew 24, 36, it says, but of the day and hour, no man knoweth. No, not angels of heaven, but my Father only. Only God the Father knows when Jesus Christ comes. This is why you got the Seventh-day Adventists. You need to get rid of them. They packed in America. They knock on your door. They give you these Jehovah Witness. They give you another book. They believe that Michael and Jesus are brothers. Not true. They believe only 144,000 is going to get saved. That's 144,000 male Jews that's going to come throughout the world and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. And America's full of Jehovah's Witness. Now, here's the key. Let's look at America, and we're going to compare it to these cities. But the days of Noah were so, shall also the coming of the Son of Men be. Okay, now what is he talking about the days of Noah? Jesus is going to show you the days of Noah. Here it is in verse 38. For as in the days there were before the flood, they do this in America, eating. You can go on any corner on any street in the United States and you got a Burger King, you got a Whopper Dough, a Pizza Hut, a restaurant, anywhere, all in the mall, food is all around Americans. It's not like that in Jamaica. There's food, but not like this. And drinking, alcoholism in America is very high. And marrying in the United States has the highest divorce rate in any nation. Marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. So we know that what? Eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage. That's what they're doing now. Even worse, because now homosexuality is legal to marry two men. We're going to deal with that. Now, in Mark 13:32, it says, but of the day and that hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. The Father only knows when Jesus is coming. Don't let no church fool you and tell you that they're going to tell you when Jesus is coming. They do not know. Do not get caught up in that. Okay. Now, I want you to turn. We may know the time and season, but that day and hour of the Son of God, Jesus coming? Only God knows. Preachers, teachers, and try to say when Jesus is coming. But that is not against what the Word says. Don't nobody know when Jesus is coming. Okay? Don't get deceived. Now, if you turn to Matthew chapter 24, and we're going to go to verse 38. We're going to look at the days, for as in the days there were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. We're going to take a good look at that. Now, please turn to Luke chapter 17. We're going to compare America to Sodom and Gomorrah. We're going to compare it to Jabin, the book of Judges chapter 19. We're going to see the same similarities. In Luke chapter 17, Lord, I need you tonight. Don't leave me, Lord. This is totally out of my lead here. Yes, Jesus. You know you got to do this. I'm a deliverance minister. You do it all, Lord. Just tell me what to say. Y'all hold on. I'm waiting on the Lord. Genesis, Luke 17, verse 26. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Now, like also as it was in the days of Lot. I want everybody to stop right there. Now, we're going to look at the days of Lot before we do any other reading out of Luke chapter 17, verse 28. The Lord sent me to tell everybody to go to the times of Lot, and that time is in Genesis chapter 19. We're going to look at America now. Don't forget, we're looking at a picture of America. In Genesis 19:1, it says, and there came two angels to Sodom at eve, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. Now, there's something about this eve that the Lord uses powerful in the ministry of deliverance. And then when the evening come, it's something about this. And hang on, 8:16. I want to show you something. Okay, Lord, I'm learning as I read Mark 8:16. Matthew, hang on. Matthew 8:16. Here we go. In Matthew 8:16, when the eve was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. The eve. Eve, and that's evening. This is a powerful time for spiritual warfare. Look at this angel coming on the eve. And here it is. Jesus did the same thing in Matthew 8:16. When the eve was come, they brought unto Jesus many that were possessed with devils. And the Lord revealed that to me through Revelation. So on the eve, and there came two angels to Solomon at eve. Same time that Jesus did his thing that I just read to you in Matthew 8:16 when they brought everybody to him in the evening. And Lot sat at the gate of Solomon, and Lot sat at the gate of Solomon, and Lot seeing them rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. And he said, behold now, my lords, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house and tarry all night and wash your feet. And ye shall rise up early and go on your ways. And they said, nay, but we would abide in the street all night. And he pressed upon them greatly. And they turned into him and entered into the house. And he made them a feast and did break unleavened bread. And they did eat. But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, composed round about the house both old and young. 2 Timothy 2:22, flee ye youthful lust, both old and young. It's like that in America right now. All the people from every quarter. And they called unto Lot and said unto him, where are the men which came into thee? Now, I want you to underline that because this is the same word you're going to find in the book of Judges. This happened in another city in Israel. And I'm going to show it to you. Genesis 19:5, and they called unto Lot and said unto him, where are the men which came in to thee this night? Bring them out unto us that we may know them. That means have sex. We may know them. They want to get to know them. And Lot went out at the door unto them and shut the door after them, after him. And so I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. Behold now, I have two daughters which have not known men. Now in Judges 19, the same man, not this man, but someone else offered their daughters. You're going to see that tonight. But they took the man. They took the woman. So in Judges 19, it was bisexual. Here in Genesis 18, they're heterosexual because they don't want the woman. Watch this. Behold now, I have two daughters which have not no man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and do ye to them as is good in your eyes. Only unto these men do nothing. For therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. And they said, stand back. And they said again, this one follows, came into sojourner, and he will need to be judged now. Will we those worse with thee and with them? And they pressed sore upon the name, even Lot, and came near to break the door. But the men put forth their hand and pulled Lot into the house to them and shut the door. They were that evil. Now, watch this. In these times, there was violence in the earth. Now, that's the day of Noah, Solomon. Now, we're going to look at the time of Noah because Jesus tells us that we have to look at the days of Lot and the days of Noah. So we look at the days of Lot. We're looking at the days of Lot right now. And then when we go to Luke chapter 17, we're going to look at the day. We're going to read that, and we'll look at the days of Noah. So this is like America; they're doing that now because they legalized homosexuality. Don't forget the fall of America. What's wrong with America? I'm showing you what's wrong with America. It's your country. You pray for it. I have family here and friends here. The Lord is telling me now: if you're born again and sanctified and saved by the blood, and you're doing all your heart to serve him as best you can, you're going to be okay. God will look after the righteous. Look what he did with this righteous man here. But Lot's wife turned back, and she turned to a pillar of salt. Don't look at this. Look back at this mess. It's wicked. Now, let's go to Luke chapter 17. All right, Lord, do your thing. You the man. I submit to you. You do this. Luke 17. Verse 26. Now, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. Now let's look at the days of Noah. We'll look at the days of Solomon and Gomorrah. Okay? Now, let's look at the days. I'm sorry, we look at the days of Lot. Now we're going to look at the days of Noah. We saw Lot. We just got through studying Lot in Genesis chapter 19. Now the days of Noah, let's look at that. Let's go back to Luke 17, 26. Then Luke 17, 27 says, they did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until that day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Now Luke 17, 28 says, likewise, also as it was in the days of Lot. Stop right there. Let's look at the days of Lot. Go to Genesis chapter 6. Genesis chapter 6. Now, let's see what was going on in the days of Lot. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters was born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters. These are angels, the sons of God. When you see the word sons of God in the Bible, that recognize angels. If you go to the book of Job, please turn to the book of Job. Job chapter 1. And go to 1:7. And the Lord said unto Satan, where comest thou? And the Lord answered, the Lord said, from going to and forth in the earth and from walking up and down. And wait a minute, and I said, wait a minute. Here you go. Here it is. Thank you, Lord. Job 1:6. Now there was a day when the sons of God came. Those are angels. The sons of God are represented as angels in the Old Testament. So we recognize that angels came on the earth in Genesis 6:1, and it became to pass when men began to multiply of the face of the earth and daughters was born unto them that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, these are angels, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose, male spirits. Angels are male spirits. Male spirits have penises just like a man. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, but that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. The legal age for all of us to live on earth is 120. Now, if you look here in Genesis chapter 6, verse 11, it says, the earth also was corrupt before God. That's America right now. Look at the government in America. Look at QAnon, Donald J. Trump trying to overthrow. We have corruptness in our government. The earth was also corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with what? Violence. In those days of Noah features that the Bible tells us that satanic infiltration came as corrupt with women. Satanic intervention is hit very heavy in America. You have a corrupt thought life in America. There's sexual perversion here. The earth was filled with violence in America. We got violence all over the United States, Indianapolis. Just recently in CNN News just also indicated, now the Lord's sentiment is, I ain't even saw the news, that New Mexico had 104 homicides. That's a lot of homicides. Satan has used the TV to corrupt our thought life. It's the main reason in the U.S. Satan has a stronghold with billions of people in the United States to feed them garbage. Sexual perversion in the church. We got pastors calling, talking about ball jacking. I'm going to come down and ball jack your boy. Threaten to ball jack. That's sodomize a person to make you become obedient to him or whatever, some foolish mess. Now, I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you something that's going to really shock you. Go to Judges. Now, hold your Bible to Genesis 19, because you're going to have to go backwards and forwards. I'm going to show you a comparison. The same spirit. After God destroys Sodom and Gomorrah, this spirit still carries until Jesus come. Hold on to Genesis 19. I want you to go to the book of Judges. The book of Judges. Go to Judges 19. Watch this homosexual spirit here and watch how these men behave in this city. Same as they did in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. It's in Judges 19. We will read 19:11. We will go to 19:1. Start at Judges 19:1. And it came to pass in those days when there was no king in Israel that there was a certain Levite sojourning on the side of Mount Ephraim who took to himself a concubine out of Bethlehem. And his concubine played the whore against him and went away from him unto his father's house to Bethlehem, Judah, and was there 4 whole days. And her husband arose and went after her to speak friendly unto her and to bring her again, having his servants with him and a couple of asses. And she brought him into her father's house. And when the father of the Desmond saw him, he rejoiced to meet her. And in his father-in-law, the daughter's father retained him, and he abided with him 3 days, so they did eat and drink and lodge there. And it came to pass on the 4th day, when they arose early in the morning, that he rose up to depart. And the damsel's father said unto his son-in-law, comfort thy heart with a morsel of bread, and afterward go your way. And they sat down and did eat and drink, both of them together, for the damsel's fathers. And she said unto him, Be content, I pray thee, and tarry all night, and let thy heart be merry. And when the men rose up to depart, his father-in-law urged him, and therefore he lodged there again. And he rose early in the morning of the fifth day to depart. And the damsel's father says, comfort thy heart, I pray thee. And they tarried until afternoon, and they did eat both of them. And when the man rose up to depart, he and his concubine and his servant, his father-in-law, the damsel's father, said unto him, behold now, the day's drawn toward evening. I pray you, tarry all night. Behold, the day goeth to an end. Lodge here, that thy heart may be merry. And tomorrow, get you early on your way, that thou mayest go home. But the man would not tarry that night, but he rose up and departed, and came over against Jezreel, which Jerusalem, and there with him two asses saddled, his concubine also was with him. And when they were by Jezreel, the day was far spent, and the servant said unto his master, come, I pray thee, and let us turn into this city of the Jezreelites and lodge in it. And his master said unto him, we will not turn aside hither into the city of strangers. This is not of the children of Israel. And we will pass over to Gibeon, G-I-B-E-A-H, Gibeah. This is where all the action started. And he said unto his servant, come, and let us draw near to one of these places to lodge all night at Gibeah in Ramah. And they passed on the way their way, and the sun went down upon them when they went by Gibeah, which belongs to Benjamin. And they turned aside thither to go in and to lodge in G-I-B-E-A-H, Gibeah. I hope I'm pronouncing it right, but I'm spelling it. It's G-I-B-E-A-H. And when he went in, he set him down in a street of that city, for there was no man there that took them into the house to lodge in. And behold, there came an old man from his work out of the field, and even which was also on Mount Ephraim. And he sojourned in Gibeah, G-I-B-E-A-H. But the men of the place was Benjaminites. And when he had lifted up his eyes, he saw a wavering man in the street of the city. And the old man said, where goest thou, and comest thou? And he said unto him, we are passing from Bethlehem, Judah, toward the side of Mount Ephraim. From thence on I went to Bethlehem and sojourned, but I am now going to the house of the Lord, and there is no man that receiveth me to the house. Now watch this. His homosexuality is going to hit this city this man passed through. Now don't forget he got his concubine. Don't forget now we studied in Genesis 19 where the man said, hey, take my two daughters. They didn't want the two women, but here they took the two women and they wanted a man. This is a bisexual city, same as America. Genesis 19:19. Yet is both straw and Potiphar asses, and there's bread and wine also for me and for thy handmaid and for thy young woman, which is in thy servant. There's no want of anything. And the old man said, peace be with thee. Whosoever let all thy want lie upon me, only lodge not in the street. So he brought him into his house, watch this, and gave powder unto the asses, and they washed their feet and did drink. Now watch this. Now as they were making their hearts merry, behold, the men of the city, watch this now, certain sons of Belial beset all around the house and beat at the door and spake to the master of the house, the old man saying, bring forth the man that came into the house that we may know him. That's homosexuality. Now go back to Genesis chapter 19, verse 5. Hold on to Judges 19:22, but go to Genesis chapter 19, verse 5. In Genesis chapter 19, verse 5, we say the same thing. Now therefore, if you keep, oh, that's Exodus. Boy, I'm excited. Genesis, thank you, Lord. Genesis 19:5 says, and they called unto Lot and said unto him, where are the men which came in to thee this night? Bring them out unto us that we may know them. God have mercy, Jesus. They're doing the same thing here. As they were making their hearts merry, Judges 19:22, behold, the men of the city, certain sons of Belial, beset the house around about and beat at the door and spoke to the master of the house, the old man, saying, bring forth the man that came into thy house, that we may know him. And the man, the master of the house, went out unto them and said unto him, nay, my brethren, nay, I pray you, do not so wickedly. Say the same thing in Genesis chapter 19. In Genesis 19:7, and said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. The same demon. The same demon. The same demonic spirit. Then he said, behold, Judges 19:24, behold, here's my daughter, a maiden, and his concubine. I will bring her out and humble ye them and do what to them that seem good unto you. But unto this man, do not so a vile thing. But the men would not hearken to him. So the men took the concubine and brought her forth unto them, and they knew her and abused her all night. So they had sex with her. So they could have sex with the man. But in Genesis chapter 19, you see that the man here is offering these women. They ain't want them. That's America. Look now. Behold now, I have two daughters. Genesis 19:8. Behold now, I have two daughters which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, they're virgins. Bring them out unto you, and do ye to them as is good in your eyes. Only unto these men do nothing, for therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. Same thing. Judges 19, the old man said, bring forth the man that came into thy house, that we may know them, that we may know him. Same spirit. That's America. Same spirit here. And the man, the master of the house, went out unto them and said unto him, nay, brethren, now I pray you, do not so wickedly, seeing that this man is coming to my house, do not this folly. Behold, here's my daughters and my maiden and my concubines. I will bring them out and humble ye them and do with them whatsoever seems good unto you. But unto this man do not avail thing. But the men would not hearken unto him. So the men took his concubines and brought her forth unto them, and they knew her and abused her all night, bisexual. In the morning, and when they died, the day began to spring, they let her go. Then came the woman in the drawing of the day and fell down at the door of the man's house where his lord was till it was light. And her lord rose up in the morning and opened the door of the house and went out to his way. And behold, the woman concubine was falling down at the door of the house, and her hands was upon her threshold. And he said unto her, up and let us begin journeying. But none answered. She was dead. Then the man took her up upon an ass, and the man rose up and gat him into his place. And when he was come into his house, he took a knife and laid hold of the concubine and divided her together with her bones into 12 pieces and sent her into all the coasts of Israel. And it was so that all that saw it, there was no such deed done nor seen from that day that the children of Israel came up out of the land of Egypt, and to the day considered of it, and take advice and speak of your minds. The Israelis begin to understand homosexuality because in Egypt they was doing that. That's how they got that. America has the same situation. Please close out the Second Timothy, please. And we're going to have Chaplain John summarization, Chaplain John Durden for summarization. Second Timothy. Here's America right here also, just everywhere, not just in America. 2 Timothy 3:1, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetousness, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, and unholy. We got that right now in America. Without natural affections, truth breakers, false accusers, inconsistent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heavy, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Entertainment, $18 billion. That's a lot of money worldwide. Having a form of godliness, those are faith word churches. Name it, claim it, tag it, thou money come of T.D. Jakes. Having a form of godliness but denying the power, therefore from such turn away. For this sort are they which creep into houses and leave silly women laden with sin, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth of God. QAnon, conspiracy theories, doctrines of demons. Pray for your country. We're going to open it up with Chaplain John Durden. Chaplain John Durden, summarization, you got the mic.
You got to be kidding me, my brother. This is Brother John. That was a good analysis in the summary concerning judges, you know, and let me see, judges, and, well, in, yeah, judges
Dr.
and Genesis.
Dr. People say, where are you at? Dr. People say, where are you at? You in Atlanta, Georgia. Where are you at? Just your own house?
Yeah. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia.
You're not over there where he at?
No goodness. As a matter of fact,
okay.
I don't know if he has, that's another end of Atlanta altogether.
Okay,
but,
go ahead.
You know, this was new to me, too. When he referred to those scriptures, I saw where I underlined it from years back. But, common knowledge from the Bible, it sees what happened, that homosexuality was granted and was accepted by those folks back in those days, and what he's saying in comparison with us today. And now we have the same situation going on today. He had the president to approve homosexuality kind of thing, when the Bible says, you know, it's an abomination, but yet you had a president who welcomed it and approved it. And, you know, and then at his ceremony when he was elected president, he welcomed homosexuals at that event, as we all know. Moreover, I agree, because I can see what's happening now. We got a president, like you said, who is a liar. He can care nothing else but himself. He don't even care about his own people. All he cares about himself. We have the homosexual thing rampant. And now, so help me, like, I'm experiencing it personally, like Brother Emmett and I can see this going on nowadays, because every time we teach and preach and everything else, the first thing come out, all these so-called men of God, they just don't threaten us by saying, I'm coming to kill you, or I'm going to beat the hell out of you, and these kinds of things. No, they all use the same term. I'm coming down here to ball jack you. And that's when I finally said, I had to ask Brother Emmett, I said, what do you mean by ball jack? And he fell out laughing. He said, you don't know. I said, no, man, I don't know that. He said, ball jack me, and I'm going to screw you in your butt in homosexual relationship. I said, what? And these are high men of authority. And so help me, y'all. Every day we get threat tongues, and they don't like the way we talk about tongues. And so how do they threaten us? They say they're going to not come down here to beat the heck out of us or to kill us or anything. They all say the same thing. We coming down here to ball jack you. And I say, Brother Emmett, you've been out in that world, you know, just like me, but you've been there. You've been heavyweight. You're the man. What does that mean, ball jack? Because I never heard that term. He said that. He fell out laughing. He said, Brother John, that means he going to have a homosexual. They're going to come down and have a homosexual relationship with you. They're going to tie you down. Remember those mothers, those ministers, mothers come. Yes, I'm coming down here, and I'm going to ball jack you. I'm going to tie you down, and my son's going to reap you, and my boy is going to do this and bring you back and make you an old prostitute back in home. That's what we're going to do. If we lack your booty enough, we're going to bring you home with us and put you up in a place secretive, and we're going to practice. We're going to make a prostitute out of you, your old goat. And we get these threats 24/7 almost, folks. I'm not lying. Almost. That's all we get now is people threatening us. I mean, there ain't no such thing as tongues. And, you know, we said, well, if you don't like it, turn the channel. No, I'm coming down here to ball jack you. So help me, God, strike me down there now. Do you know we get 40 to 50 threats every week about they coming to ball jack us because they don't like them talking about tongues still relevant to us today, anything like that. And guess what? And the majority, 90%, of those men who call us and say they're going to ball jack us, they call right from a hotel in the bed with a bunch of queers. And how we know that? God would reveal that. They some would call and say, we don't like your teaching, so-and-so. I'm heavyweight. I'm triple crown bishop. I'm a bishop. I'm heavier than you. You just got a master's degree. I'm heavier than you. I'm bigger than you. And I said, God don't be looking at no education. That's fine to have it. But he's looking at your spirit and your heart. Now, are you following him or are you following your penis? Guys talking about, I'm coming down here. If you don't like it, we gonna make you like it. We're going to hold you down. And they bring their mamas down there with them. And the mama get on the phone and tell us that they're going to hold us down. She's going to put lipstick on us and we better go to the store and buy a lipstick and put on a dress, and they're going to rape us when we get there. And if they like it, they're going to take us back home with them. All this, we get to store every day, folks, every day. And guess what? It's not just average people, but it's theologians and people of all professions, not just theologians, but just men, period. They're talking about, and we have wives calling us in, their husband asking for a divorce because the queer that's in the, that they're messing with, it can have give them better sex than their own wife. We get it every day. I couldn't believe this. I said, man, are we in America? What? You know, and me and Emma look at each other and say, man, this is crazy. You know, we don't have, we had several calls before he came on tonight. Now, he didn't have no idea what he's going to teach tonight and everything else, but praise God. Or he says, I'm going to be talking about America, John, but I don't know. And you hear him sometimes, he can give himself away about the Lord talking. You hear him sometimes, he says, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. So the Lord be telling him what to say. Sometimes he would be teaching, then you see him going, hey, she keeps getting a katapa. So koli neke etiapa, so koli anakapa. And he go back in English. Well, while he's speaking this, in tongues, the Holy Spirit is telling him what to say for the next 20 or 30 minutes. And when he run out of gas, then he go, and then sometimes you hear him, he give it away. Sometimes he say, thank you, Lord. And he go, bah, 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 talk. Thank you, Lord. Right there, that lets you know that he's listening to the Holy Spirit and the Lord. They're telling him what to say. He's not a historian. All he got is a high school diploma, and you got a 1 year of college. All that stuff that you heard tonight is not written on no paper, no nothing. And if I'm lying to you, may God strike me dead right now. He was speaking from what the Holy Spirit was telling him to say. But now, every time they threaten us or anybody else, all these people around here into homosexual thing. You got the churches now where 2/3 of the members in the choir are queer. And they're proving to them, God love us all. Yeah, God love us all, but all of us ain't going to hell. So he died for the whole world. Yeah, I agree. He love us all, and that's the way they try to pass it by. And I go, no, that's not the way he passed it by. He's just saying, he's trying to excuse it, because God love us all. Yes, he love us all. That's why he died for us all. But all of us not going to hell, especially those who are in abomination, having sex with the same, having sex with the same sex man, a person, kind of a thing. But that's relevant. He talked about Trump. Trump will give a flip about Trump. Don't even care about white men. All Trump care about himself. In this father's hotel, he never allowed a black person or of any other race into this hotel. And you got half the police force. A white man can walk down the street with a gun. They don't even touch him. And so I appreciate this. It was a great history. You know, I read the chapters many times, but God broke it down, man. God broke it down. And I'm glad that Brother Emmett is gifted to do such a thing. The God saw his heart. God didn't care about no education. When God told him to be ordained, do you know Brother Emmett went to his pastor, who's one of the biggest pastors in the church in Atlanta? You ain't got no education. All you got is a high school diploma. You know, this kind of a thing. I can't ordain you. And then so then the Lord spoke to him and said, go to John. So he said, John. The Lord told me, and I go, oh, my God. And I thought about it, so I went and prayed about it, you know. And God said, yes, that's my servant. And God taught him that Bible inside out. We had Jewish rabbis try to put him down, called him to, pay his way to come to Jerusalem, and show him where in the Old Testament that Jesus is the Messiah. They paid his way. They had over 1,000 rabbi ministers in that auditorium, waiting to hear Brother Emmett prove that Jesus is the Messiah from their book, the Old Testament, not the New Testament. And do you know, the Lord came on Brother Emmett, the Holy Spirit broke that thing down, and half the people who were listening became not Christian, but they taught that Jesus is their Messiah. But that's what's going on now. It's a sexual crazy going on.
Hang on, wait one minute. But keep talking. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, we got wives calling us crying, talking about their husband telling them that I can't say everything they say because I mean it's nasty and filthy.
No, don't say that.
They're just saying that they enjoy the man's behind better than they love their wife's vagina. Let's put it that way. And some of them asking for divorce. A lot of wives are calling us and crying and everything else. And half the people who be calling us and talking to us calling from hotel rooms like tonight. We had several calls from us. Telling we're going to be listening. You better know what you're talking about. And I said, man, shut up. You know, what you telling me, shut up. I'm Dr. So-and-so. And come to find out. And then the Lord said, oh, he's calling you from hotel, blah, blah, blah. He said, room number so-and-so-and-so. That happened every night. The Lord would tell Brother Emmett to tell me what the guys who are calling us, they're going to ball jack us and tell them we better be teaching. They got doctor degrees and all that. And God says, I don't care about no degree. I'm talking about your spirit, your heart. And that's what happened
amen.
Now. Like America, it's more hectic. Amen, amen, and amen.
America is very wicked. We need to pray for this country. A lot of violence here, division in America. It's messed up. And I pray that this sermon has been a blessing. Brother John, thank you, everyone. It's time for praise and worship. We got a lot of people waiting for praise and worship. Thank you, too, Brother John. God bless everybody. Please sow a seed to Live Deliverance Internet Radio. Go to www.livedeliverance.com. Free PayPal site. God bless and shalom.
Today is a day of smiles, 'cause today I got a new lease on life. Today I became wise, 'cause I realized I was wasting time. Spent many years living on the surface, never took the time to go deeper in your service. I know the problem wasn't you, it was me. Every day living my life, trying to be my desire. But today now became your day, because my plan became your way. Jesus, your attention is now my fame. Every other thing became vain. Jesus, you're the reason why I sing this song. My life, I place it in your hands, Lord. I don't care if people understand. Just know you're my number one. You're my number one, Jesus. You're my number one. About negativity, which is less than the good things that surround me. No time to worry, because the challenge is great. In God I depend, so I just have to wait. If he comes through today, praises be to his name. He don't, guess what, he remains the same. My faith is growing stronger day by day, and I don't care no matter what people may say.
Jesus, you're the reason why I sing this song.